Once you start learning just a little bit about fermentation, you realize the many wonderful things we get from it. Cheese, bread, anything pickled, beer and wine and more all come from the process of fermentation. Whoops, left out kombucha. See, there's lots of stuff to celebrate, and a celebration will happen this weekend in Medford at the first Brine, Brew, and Barrel Festival at the Inn at the Commons downtown. Courtney Toll is the organizer of Brine, Brew, and Barrel. She joined us a few weeks ago to talk about a separate series of events called Portrait Slams. Good to have you back in the studio with us once again, Courtney.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fermentation is a really hot topic right now, isn't it?
It is. It's really on trend with lots of different groups of people. It's something that speaks to older generations who have been doing this and have traditions that have been passed on for years, and also the younger generations that are kind of coming back to that craft handmade product. So it's really exciting and really timely.
It's interesting when you start opening a window on fermentation, though, to realize the many things that we like to eat and drink that involve fermentation.
It's true. One of my favorite kind of opening lines is, do you like fermented foods? And oftentimes I'm surprised by people saying, oh, no. But we start talking about, well, what do they like and what is fermented? And people are often surprised to find that, oh, well, yes, of course I like cheese, or, oh, yes, I eat yogurt every day. And yes, I love sourdough bread. And everybody has these connections to fermented foods. And we make such amazing fermented foods right here in the Rogue Valley. We have our burgeoning wine scene, which has really taken off. It's really fun to celebrate. Oregon is really well known for craft brewing. So we're doing that obviously really well. And there's so many other things that are kind of intersecting now with the cultures, that are coming around to support these industries.
Including a book of fermentation jokes I sense on the way.
Yeah, fermentation
talking
puns.
About cultures,
but
yeah.
It'll happen.
So how did the idea for a festival come together, though? I mean, it's one thing to have all the fermentation around you, but then to gather everybody in one place is, daunting for one thing.
It is daunting, and it is a first time for me personally, but it's not a first for Newman Hotel Group. This festival really was inspired by, look at these, these gloomy January days that we sometimes have in the Rogue Valley, and an opportunity to come inside, to come together, to be cozy, and celebrate things that can be done at this time of year and really prepare for this amazing harvest and bounty that we have all year long. We are hoping that the educational aspects of this event will inspire people throughout the year to kind of develop these skills, have more education around fermentation, and then be able to, come back around next January and tell us what they've fermented from their summer produce. So it should be really, really fun and something that kind of gives back all year long. January is a great time to come inside and to get together.
You mentioned Newman Hotel Group, which owns the Inn at the Commons in Medford, where you work and where the festival will go on, which this does sort of have some echoes of the Oregon Chocolate Festival at the Ashland Springs Hotel as well.
Of course. So my colleague and mentor, Carolina Lavanino, she created the Oregon Chocolate Festival now 15 years ago. That festival was created at the Ashland Springs Hotel, which is a much smaller property than the Inn at the Commons, and that has grown really naturally, really organically over the years. It has outgrown the Ashland Springs Hotel and is at the Ashland Hills. And this festival was created in a similar model to be something that has educational aspects, a very high level of culinary bounty, but also is something accessible to everybody. So it's something that we hope our locals will cherish for years to come, and that people will come from miles away to appreciate. There are other fermentation festivals throughout the country and the West Coast, but we are the only one really right now between Portland and San Diego of this caliber and of this size.
Were you essentially able to graft fermentation onto the Oregon Chocolate Festival? I mean, it looks like the very, very similar template.
It's a similar model. So we have the Brew Bash kickoff party on Friday night. So a social event, really great way to just start everybody in the same room and get together and have some fun. Saturday, all day long, guests will be able to try a broad variety of fermented food and beverage, and then also purchase supplies and products. We have a local artisan potter. He'll be making crocks. People from all over who will be able to kind of share what they do and what they know in regards to fermentation. And then on Sunday, my very favorite is a hot sauce and Bloody Mary brunch done by Lark's Kitchen and Cocktails. That event is now sold out this year, so you'll have to put it on the calendar for 2021. But we have hot sauces from all up and down the West Coast, pickled items that you can build into your Bloody Mary. It's going to be delicious. I'm so excited.
So I did notice, yes, that the structure of the Brine Brew and Barrel Festival is a day of workshops on Saturday, bracketed by essentially two parties. So I need to ask you, yeah, what is fermented in Bloody Marys?
Well, so the vodka in your Bloody Mary is a distilled product that goes through the fermentation process. So we count vodka in our fermented friends. We also have, if you've ever looked at a good Bloody Mary, it's got pickled vegetables. Sometimes it's got cured bacon. Right, that's a fermentation process
the picture,
as well.
Yeah, cured bacon in it, yeah.
And then also, the best hot sauces in the world are all fermented hot sauces. Many hot sauces are made with vinegar, which is also fermented. We are pretty inclusive, but brunch, you know, there's cheese. There's, you know, people are putting kimchi into their omelets. There is so much to enjoy.
Okay, so basically you can point to just about anything and find a connection to fermentation.
Yes, anything.
Even if it's one degree of removal?
Yes, yep. Anything that has a relationship to fermentation, it's good. We like it.
Courtney Toll, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, is the organizer of the Brine Brew and Barrel Festival coming to the Inn at the Commons in Medford Friday through Sunday. The big day of demonstrations is the middle day, Saturday. Questions, comments from you, welcome on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Somebody had asked about the cost of the festival. I see that the Saturday is $15. Now, what does that get you?
Saturday, the fermentation celebration is $15. Children 12 and under are free. And that includes all of your tastes. So you can come into the room and explore all of the different vendors, learn from them, talk with them. It also includes, we have hands-on workshops with some amazing local and traveling fermenters. So you can walk away with your own homemade sauerkraut. And it also includes the demonstrations happening on the main stage. So there's a lot that's going on. You really could spend from 10 to 5 there all day long. We have kids' activities. We have flower garland, like flower crowns. That's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope you'll come out and enjoy it. Lunch, we have, of course, Lark's Kitchen and Cocktails is right on site, but we also have Daddy Ramen. They have amazing miso soups. And then also Word on the Street Taco Truck. Eric from Word on the Street makes his own amazing ferments and does tacos, vegan tacos, yak tacos, kind of everything in between. So there's a lot to enjoy.
Okay, so lunch not included, for example. But I mean, are there when you talk about tastings at the Saturday event, is there stuff to nibble on anyway? Samples to take?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have cheese. Rogue Creamery and the Oregon Cheese Guild will be there, as well as Fraga Creamery coming down from the Willamette area. There's so many different ferments, pickled things, and krauts and kimchi's. It's going to be delicious. Just come on down.
Now, I noticed in the workshops you have the resident fermentation rock stars, Kirsten and Christopher Shockey. You had to have them, right?
Of course. And actually, they were, you know, one of our first phone calls, first connections that we made as soon as we started jumping into this. They travel everywhere around the world,
which is a question. I mean, did you have to base the dates of the event on their availability?
We were very fortunate that we came together. We chose our dates, and they were available. So, but they have been so supportive of this event, helping provide guidance. They've come in and do a training with our executive chef Billy Boucher, and just helping me to craft an event that would be special. You know, they have so much experience from doing this all over the world. They are you know, such rock stars, but such sweet, wonderful, giving, generous people. And so we are thrilled to have them with us and to have their support for this event.
Now, and they're not the only fermentistas, to borrow their term. I mean, you have a pretty good range of choices, it looks like, on other workshop leaders around the region.
We do. And the amazing thing is that we have so many rock star fermentistas in our region who travel all the time to share what they know. It's an amazing opportunity for them to be rock stars in our community here, for us to celebrate them and to have people come to them for this kind of opportunity. So it's so exciting, and I can't wait.
So let's see, we have Wooldridge Creek Winery represented here, talking about winery, creamery, charcuterie.
And talk about leaders in the industry, mm-hmm. you know, not just in winemaking, but with their creamery. They're building a new crash pad for their creamery. And, you know, fermented meats, we have Chef Chad Hahn, who takes a lead at Vin Farm, which is their downtown Grants Pass location.
Fermented meats, you said?
Fermented meats, yeah. So making all kinds of different charcuteries. He'll be talking about that at the festival too. They've really been leading the way for many others to kind of follow in their lead. So it's very exciting.
It's even a cheese making workshop, I see.
Yes. Jenicleese Caldwell is an incredible cheesemaker. She is well known in the area for Folia Farms, though she is not producing cheeses anymore. She has turned more towards education and classes. And she has a book forthcoming this spring, as do the Shockies. So it's a great opportunity to kind of find out what is coming out of our region.
Wow, it's some pretty amazing stuff here. I see Bring Latin Heat to Your Pacific Northwest Hot Sauce by Nikki Guerrero of Hot Mama Salsa, Fermented Drinks 101 with Alex Lewin, who wrote a book called Kombucha, Kefir, and Beyond. So all kinds of things here.
Yeah, we have, so Nikki is coming from Portland. Alex Lewin is coming from the San Francisco Bay Area. There's just so much greatness happening. The other thing about this event is that every culture has something that is fermented. So I intended for this festival to have a multicultural kind of bent to it without that being kind of its main message, right? It's an opportunity for all of us to come together and celebrate what we have in common rather than what separates us.
So the Bloody Mary and hot sauce on Sunday, you mentioned, is sold out. We mentioned $15 for the main part of the festival on Saturday. And the Friday party, is that still
space? The Brew Bash. You don't want to miss the Brew Bash. It's a $45 ticket, and it's really quite a huge spread that you'll get in exchange. We have 10 different beverage fermenters that will be present, and so you'll be able to try a broad range of fermented beverages, including, of course, your favorites like beer and cider, but also we have regular kombucha, hard kombucha. We even have some kombucha cocktails, water kefir, hard cider. What else did I say?
All kinds of stuff, though.
And the food is going to be amazing.
Okay, the Brine, Brew, and Barrel Festival, Friday through Sunday at the Inn of the Commons in Medford. Courtney Toll, the organizer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for this Hour of the Exchange. More coming up.